I am the master.
Hi, this is Gordon from Blog This Pal, and just in time for Halloween, it's a very scary record you should own. Just one note, if you're of the weak of heart, are on heavy medication, or over 45 years of age, you might not want to listen to this podcast. It will make your head explode. Imagine, if you will, being a young person growing up in the late 50s, early 60s, especially when it comes to rock and roll. Elvis is in the army. Buddy Holly is dead. Chuck Berry's in prison. Little Richard is doing whatever Little Richard did back at that time. You had either one of two choices, either crappy teen idols or great local scenes. And one of the best local scenes happened in the Pacific Northwest around that time, where you had bands like the Wailers, not the Bob Marley guys, Paul Revere and the Raiders, and believe me, they were really that hot at that time, but the granddaddy of them all, a band that is planning to reunite for the Cave Stomp Festival in November, are the Sonics. Our records you should own today are actually two. Here are the Sonics and Sonics Boom. If you like your music raw, unvarnished, punky, and loud, this is your band. Where other bands were singing about young love, young romance, being hip, being cool, the Sonics were about recreational use of hazardous substances. Take a listen. First, before any of you, and by any of you I mean you, Mr. Green, complain about the sound quality of the Sonics tracks, they were meant to be that way. They recorded in the early 60s, and they would remove the soundproofing from studio walls, put things in the speakers to get that really loud, raucous guitar tone. So if they sound crappy and without polish, guess what? They were meant to be that way. Both albums contain, as many albums at the time did, very raucous, high-energy covers of then-popular R&B and pop tunes. I'm going to play the highlights for two, to show how cool the Sonics were. The first is Louie Louie, which anybody can record. I mean, a monkey with a karaoke machine can record Louie Louie. But they were also hip enough to record Have Love Will Travel, which is Richard Berry's follow-up to Louie Louie. Let's give it a listen. As many of you know, I've proclaimed publicly my love for 60s garage rock, and the Sonics were ultimately the greatest garage band ever. Their high energy, as I said before, they're also getting undergoing kind of a renaissance. In Henry, Portrait of a Serial Killer, their song Psycho was used in a key scene. And they're also kind of proto-punks. You can hear a lot of future bands in their music. You heard that excerpt from Louie Louie? I think you know where the Kinks cop their You Really Got Me guitar sound. You hear where Bruce Springsteen got some of his stuff. And in 2005, he proclaimed his love for the Sonics in Seattle, even though technically they're from Tacoma. But I want to play you an excerpt, and I want you to listen carefully. I think with this song, Boss Hoss, which is your typical fast car song, I defy you to tell me that if you replace the saxophone with Johnny Thunder's guitar, that this does not sound like a great lost New York Dolls track. Give it a listen. You played it a turn on red. Go see it in an awesome dip. I get around just everywhere. People stop and say, looky there. I get all the honeys and I'm never lost. Cause it's a real boss hoss. Real boss hoss. Wow! It really moves and everybody knows it. Normally, I only do one album a month, but the reason I'm focusing on both albums by the Sonics is that it's kind of hard to choose a favorite. Since a lot of them are covers heavy, what you might want to do is go to like iTunes or Amazon.com and download the non-cover tracks, because you might find you only like the originals. But my personal favorite Sonic song is called He's Waiting, which is about Satan. If anyone knows how they accomplished that guitar sound, please let me know. It's just so raunchy, so energetic, and so damn good. Thus endeth another Record You Should Own podcast. Again, the sound quality of these songs is not very good, but remember, they were recorded in the early 60s. If you don't like it, take it up with them. If anyone is willing to basically shell out moolah for me to go to Cave Stomp in November so I can see them, I'd be forever grateful. And I'd show my gratitude in a multitude of ways. If you have any comments, feel free to leave them on the blog at blogthispal.blogspot.com, or head to the podcast page at blogthispal.podomatic.com, or you can call and leave me a message at 206-203-3032. So again, thanks for listening, and as always, support your local indie record shop. Talk to you later. Bye.
Remember, no matter where you go,
Silent Breed is people!